Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
As morbidly fascinated as I am with true crime, reading about a victim close to my age always hits harder. In a way, it is easier to read about crimes that happened decades ago rather than ones that occurred recently enough to remember. While I personally don't recall hearing about this case specifically, the fact that I could have is notably chilling. Regan Toks lived life passionately and unapologetically. She loved her family, friends, and university. Her final tweet shows a new adult on a path to a prosperous life of helping others. Toks' family is still fighting for state and federal legislation in her memory, and the only way to ensure that change occurs is to remember Regan. It's our moral responsibility to share her story and pressure those in positions of power to take action. Regan Delaney Toks was born on March 13, 1995, in Edgewood, Kentucky, to Toby, and Lisa McCrary Toks. Toby and Lisa raised Regan, and later her sister Mackenzie, in Toledo, Ohio. Regan graduated from Anthony Wayne High School with a 4.5 GPA. She played varsity tennis and lacrosse. Toby, Lisa, and Mackenzie moved to Florida in 2013, not long after Regan's graduation. Regan, however, stayed in Ohio so she could attend Ohio State University, which was her dream school and the only one she applied to. She was accepted as a pre-med major, but later switched to psychology. 4 years later, in early 2017, she had her sights set on working at the Cleveland Clinic after graduation and eventually opening her own psychiatry practice. She lived in an off-campus apartment with four friends, Jackie, Madison, Kirsten, and Stephanie. She also had a part-time job at Bodega, a restaurant near the German Village neighborhood of Columbus. In the few weeks leading up to Regan's murder, an unidentified man had been terrorizing women in German Village. He always approached them from behind, and each time he attacked someone, he escalated. In her interview with Dateline host Andrea Canning, Josie Merkel described a tall man who wore a hoodie pulled down to his eyebrows and a mask around his nose and mouth, so that only his eyes were visible. He beat Josie severely, but ran before he could be detained. The next attack took place a few days later, and this time the criminal used a knife to threaten the victim. He held it to her neck and told her that he was going to kill her. Like Josie, she screamed, which likely scared the attacker away. He stole her purse, though. Three more attacks took place in the weeks leading up to February 8th, culminating with an assault on February 6, 2017. This time, the attacker used a gun. Like the other attacks, he approached the victim from behind and threatened to kill her if she didn't give her his bag. The victim screamed and began struggling with the assailant until he hit her on the side of the face with the butt of the gun, knocking her to the ground and cracking a few teeth. He was ultimately able to get away with her bag. So now we're going to take a closer look at the timeline of events. February 8th, 2017, at 9:45 p.m., bodega security cameras showed Reagan leaving the restaurant after her shift. At 10:02 p.m., an assailant forced Reagan to drive to Chase Bank, but the bank declined the attempted withdrawal of $500. From there, Huntington Bank security footage showed Reagan trying to withdraw money again, but also, this time it didn't go through. Then, from 10:18 to 10:30, Reagan and the assailant stopped in an alley. It's believed that the assailant raped Reagan both vaginally and anally during this time. The assailant forced Reagan to go back to the first ATM so she could withdraw $60 from her own bank account. Security footage at 11:12 p.m. shows the two still together in Reagan's car. Then, about 30 minutes later, security footage at a Turkey Hill gas station shows the two still together in Reagan's car. Then, sometime between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m., the assailant forced Reagan to drive the Grove Metro Park in Grove City, Ohio. From there, the assailant forced Reagan to remove all her clothes, get out of the car, and walk out into the park until he told her to stop. Then he shot her once in the back of the head and a second time on the left side of her face. He left her body and escaped in her car. A local driver discovered her body a few hours later and called police. On Dateline, Grove City Police Lieutenant Brian Davidson said, quote, she was completely naked and you could tell that she had been shot in the head. On February 9th, Kirsten walked by Reagan's bedroom.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Herman was unnerved to find it empty. The two girls were supposed to walk to class together, but Kirsten figured that Reagan had simply gotten up early and gone to the library, as it was midterms and they had plenty of work to do. However, when no one had heard from Reagan by mid-afternoon, her friends knew something was wrong. It's important to remember that nobody expected the worst. Reagan did not have any enemies, nor was she involved in any criminal activity. Her friends thought she could have gone out of town and her phone died, so she couldn't tell them where she was. Her parents worried that she could have been in a car accident. None of the scenarios that the people close to her came up with involved her being killed. Ultimately, Reagan's friends went back to Bodega to retrace her steps. Once they told the manager they hadn't heard from her, he filed a missing person report. From there, investigators connected the dots and determined that the body that had been reported in Grove City belonged to the missing OSU student. Once Reagan's uncle positively identified her body, police began investigating who could be responsible. A few days before her death, Reagan had broken up with her college boyfriend Jake because they both needed to focus on their schoolwork. When a young woman is killed, a significant other is almost always the first suspect. A breakup, even a mutual one, could be a stressor or the event that caused the person to commit the crime. Jake had a rock-solid alibi, and Reagan's friends immediately defended him, claiming that he couldn't be responsible. Though Jake shared a suspicious post on Instagram claiming that she, Reagan, was in a better place while she was still missing and the body in the morgue remained unidentified, police determined that this was harmless and not a criminal manifesto. On Dateline, Lisa Tokes said, quote, "To think about what she had to endure and what she was ultimately clinging on to at the end was just to live and be able to go home." Brian Lee Goldsby was a career criminal who had been released from prison in late 2016. Lieutenant Davidson had put Goldsby away from attempted rape and robbery in 2011 and wasn't even aware they had been freed. While Goldsby was in prison, he committed 52 different infractions, but under Ohio law, he could not be detained for longer than his sentence prescribed, regardless of any extenuating circumstances. He was moved to 5 different prisons and was forced to register as a Tier 3 sex offender as a condition of his release. Fascinatingly, Goldsby was ultimately identified because of a garbage truck that happened to capture an image of Reagan's car as it passed by. From there, police found cigarette butts and evidence of attempted arson. It was at that moment they were able to apprehend him. Once the cigarette butts were found in Reagan's car matched with Goldsby's DNA, Davidson sent a SWAT team to bring Goldsby in. Initially, Goldsby only copped to the robbery, claiming that he had left Reagan alive at the park. Police tricked him into naming a fictional accomplice and were able to implicate him based on his description of the events. What was most infuriating about this case was that throughout the sordid crimes against Reagan, Goldsby was wearing an ankle monitor. However, no one was monitoring him. His parole officer, the staff at the group home where he slept, and even police themselves all failed to help Reagan when she needed it most. Goldsby was ultimately charged and convicted of aggravated murder, rape, kidnapping, and robbery. He's currently serving 3 life sentences with no possibility of parole at Ohio State Penitentiary in Youngstown, Ohio. Reagan's funeral took place on February 15, 2017, and her remains are buried in her hometown cemetery. After her death, Reagan's parents and sister accepted a diploma from Ohio State on her behalf. They also began the Reagan Delaney Tokes Memorial Foundation, which aims to help students go to college, teach self-defense, and reduce overall crime. 2 memorials exist for Reagan, one in Grove Metro Park and one on OSU's campus. Toby Tokes told NBC Dateline, quote, "The easiest thing for us, or for any family in our situation, would be to just quit everything. The hardest thing is to push forward and attempt to do what we're doing, and that's keeping Reagan's legacy alive. Changing lives with the scholarships and changing laws, which she's well on her way to doing. No one will ever forget her." Let us know your thoughts on this case in the comments section below. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Of course, before we go, we'd like to thank our sponsor, ExpressVPN. If you're looking for way to secure your internet searching or on any device or platform, check out ExpressVPN today and use the link in the description. You too can stay safe while surfing the internet. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like your video, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment in the comment section below, and of course, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring a new host, be able to take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see
you. You've been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.